Okay, today's up is Safiyot Dalet, and we begin from the next mission. This is Halacha Bet. And last year we started the fourth, third parak, sorry. We talked about the selection of Dayanim when there's a Din Torah, right? So Zebra Echad, we said each of the Bale didn't actually select a Dan of their own, if you like. And then the third one is selected either in a partnership of the Bale Dinim or the Dayanim. That's how we ended the shiur. So Halacha Bet now says, Zeh posel dayano shel zeh, v'zeh posel dayano shel zeh. That each of them can invalidate and say, look, I don't want your judge. I don't want your dayan. Now, how that works, obviously, the Gemara is going to have to address. And that's opinion Rabbi Meir. However, Chachamim say, no, eimatai, when do we say that's bezman shehu mevi aleihem ra'aya? That's provided that he brings sort of like proper evidence, shem krovim or psulim, that they're relatives or they're pasul la'edut. Again, all this we'll have to really discuss in more detail. If, however, they are ksherim and mumchim or then you wouldn't be able to invalidate the dayan selected by the so-called opponent. Okay, now this is going to need some work. What are the conditions? What are the limits to it? Like, the Gemara is going to test this all. The first point is, says, you have to understand what the Mishnah is saying at first. Is zeh posel dayano shel zeh, ha dayano lo. Now, exactly what this means is a bit of a debate. There's so many different opinions regarding this. The Pnei Moshe says, quite simply, what it means is, klomar, aval dayan, dayan shelo achar shi biruro, en yachol lachzor bo v'lo pasul hu. Meaning what it means is, yes, that one party can invalidate the dayan from the other party, but not his own dayan. Okay? Once you've selected your own, you can't then backtrack and say, actually, like, there's something wrong with him. I don't want him anymore. Okay, the Korban Eidah interestingly points out that it's actually not talking about that at all. He says, "Kenamaniti ba'le turutzei de lo tikshilecha." So don't be such. You might have a kasha kol kamini posel dayan. How can you simply come and invalidate dayan of another party? Ella ken hu he matniti ze posel dayan shekibel dayan echad b'shloshta. Dayan echad b'shloshta. What that means is that this person wasn't a valid to be used as a dayan. And in front of three people, it was accepted and said, okay, fine, we'll let him be a dayan. It's that type of dayan that it can invalidate. Okay, that kind of relates more to what we'll see later on into the Mishnah, two Mishnah, or two halachas coming up, which is really the next Mishnah. Two halachas coming up towards the end of the shiur. That's what the case addresses in the Korban and the Shara Korban goes into more detail in terms of why it's mentioned here and the like. Again, the simple understanding, again, according to the Pnei Moshe, is that like you can invalidate the other's dayan, but not your own. Why you can do that, how you can do that, we need a bit more work. Resh Lakish Shemer, that's for our culture Basuria. When do we say you can do that? That's but She'enam Bikiyim, Korban Eidah says. They're the Arkaot. Arkaot usually means a secular court, but we're talking about the normal courts in Syria. They're not really Bikiyim, but Dine Torah. But simply, they had no other option. Elahogul Ladun Faslan. Simply, they're accustomed to you. That's what they had there in Syria. That's a dayanim. So everyone has kind of accepted them. Those are the ones according to Rami says you can simply posel. One party said, you want that dayan? I'm not interested in that dayan. However, Rabban and Savri, no, but since that's what the public have accepted as being their baked in, you can't so readily invalidate them. Okay, so we're stepping through it carefully. One is we're saying there are limits on who we can posel, okay? And when and what Reish Lakish is qualifying the Mishnah, the debate between Reb Meir and Chachamim, you can only posel those dayanim that let's call them out the best high standard, even though that's what they have it at in that location. That's what this debate seems to be. Okay. However, Amru, however, ha b'dinei Torah, look. If however dinei Torah, the way the Korban explains it, if so talk about someone who's a mumcha. That one party selected a proper mumcha be his dayan, then Rabbi Meir said would even agree that you can't simply posel the dayan that your opponent has selected. Okay, so that's very important. So once again, we're talking about when can you sort of dismiss the dayan of the other party? That's when it wasn't a proper good party, according to Rabbi Meir. Chachamim says, well, since it's been accepted as a, it's, they've kind of been accepted as the local dayan. That's what you have to, you're bound by that. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu b'dinei Torah. Even b'dinei Torah, meaning even a proper dayan mumcha, Rabbi Meir understands that you can simply posel, if you like, invalidate that dayan. Now, how would that be? So heyach, this is why Korban explains it here, that how can you possibly posel the mumcha should be rola zeh? So he says Amrin. I suppose the Heikha Amrin, but that's the good. Rashi says there's a new piece here, but he says Amrin. In the following case, why? I mean, trade b'nei havu le lan din ba'antochia. There were two people that had a b'nei nash. Sorry, trade b'nei dash havu lan. They had a havalahu probably. So they a din that they wanted to deal with in Antochia. Amar achad l'chavru, one says madribliya Yochanan omer mekabel, meaning I'm going to let's just accept the din of whatever Rabbi Yochanan says. Now, important to understand, let's read the Korban here. It says, "B'chi agav nedepam echad nitatzmu shnayim bedin b'ir antochia." V'amar achad l'chavro is kol mashi omar Rabbi Yochanan bedin ze akabel alai. Whatever Rabbi Yochanan accepts, says, I'll accept. Kolomar chaveiro yalechimom. Now, it's important to qualify what this means. It's not that he's selecting to be the dayan there, but rather, let's go to the Beit Din of Rabbi Yochanan. Kolomar chaveiro yalechimom lebeit din Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Shama Rabbi Yochanan, back to the Gemara, it says, Umar lo kol kimine mitrafa bal dinei. He can't force him to compel him to move out of his town to go to a different city to come to Rabbi Yochanan. Elisha taman, they'll deal with it there. But in Havut Surchi, if they have any questions, Katzvin, they can simply write on the Shalchim of the Rabbanan. They can't come here. You can't compel your other party to go to a different city to have the Adin. Simply, yes, granted that the local Beit Din might be more limited. And they might escalate their question to me, but then they will do that. They'll follow the proper process. They'll send us a letter with all the details, and we can assist them. So I'll now read you the Korban here. He says, "Dvar, you know, the Shemarib Dvar Shelzesha Amar Shabal Din Yalechimo Lefanav." He heard the matter that the one party says, "Look, we're going to go to Rabbi Yochanan's Beit Din." Amar, love Kol Kamina, you can't do that. Shelzel Troach Bal Dinosh Lechimo Lebeit Din Rachok. You can't compel him to go to a far-flung land, different city, to go to a different Beit Din. Ela Dainim Bantochi Shmur Tanatam. The local Dainim should hear it. If it happens to be that they have some Masafik Dina Trahan, Lo Yomar, Ho'il, they can't belav hachi tzruchim nishloach. Well, anyway, we're going to have to go to Rabbi Yochanan to seal it. Nech be'atzmen, let's go on our own. No. Elach, no. You stay where you are. Yiktuvu tanatav yishluch. They can send it to the acharim. Acharim mumchim asom smuchim lahem. Vem yifsukot adim. They can send it to other, if you like, chachamim. Mumchim hasmuchim lahem, that is considered musmachim, behem yifsukot, they'll deal with it. Hare, what you see here, what's this a proof? Hare shepasel dayan mumcha shibirer lo lazer. That's what it means, according to the Korban Eda. What does it mean you can posel the dayan mumcha that the other party selected? It doesn't mean that in the local location, if he's trying to say, no, let's go to a dayan mumcha in another town, that's what it's saying, we posel dayan or shelzer. Again, that's the Korban Eda's flow of the sugya. It's a bit of a machlok in all the mechanics and flow. A lot of this stuff actually is quite complicated, but that's the way he's reading of it. So then, if it's a simile, Amar Reb Elazar, Amar Reb Elazar, Ze Amar b'Tiveria, V'ze Amar b'Tzipori, Shumim Lomar, Leze Shomar b'Tiveria. So Tiveria seems to have been was a bigger Beit Din, a more important Beit Din that was in Tzipori. So one says, let's go to Tiveria. That one says Tzipori. Where do we go? We go to Tiveria. So we're going to have to explain why that's the case, because we just said you can't compel a person to move to another location. The Gemara is going to qualify that a little further on. It's a little bit, a bit of out of order, you'll see in a minute. It says, "V'olam ze posel v'ze mevi." So the next question is, let's go back to Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says you can always posel the dayan of the other party, correct? But the question is, let's say someone wants to buy more time to get more evidence to support his case. What's he going to do? He'll just constantly keep on invalidating his counterpart's dayan. He'll just keep on saying, "Not nah, not interested," and therefore he'll buy more time through the process in order to get more things. It's like end of ourself. He can even what's it called? Like a filibuster type of thing. He can continue pushing it off indefinitely. So what does it mean still, even though we've been qualifying it in terms of what does it mean b'dinei Torah, b'dinei Rabbanan, according to the Resh Lakish, Baruch Hashem story, whatever it is, what does it mean that Kont Rebbe Meir says you can keep on passing the dayan of the party? So Rebbe Zira says once again b'tfei lashanu. The Korban says bish, here, sorry, it b'tfei lashanu says shibirer lo dayan she'eino kavua ela tafu ladayanim. In other words, again, we're limiting what Rebbe Meir is saying even further. that when Meir says you can possibly the dayan of the other party, that's talking about a, let's call a second degree dayan, not the dayan kavu of the place. A lower grade apprentice, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, a lower like grade dayan, that's what we're talking about it. Aval, but if, however, it was a dayan kavua, then again, you know, Rebbe Meir's position would consider the chachamim, you cannot posel. Amravla, v'hai de'amar Rebbe Elazar, ze omer b'teveria v'zeh b'tzeria. So we're back to the case where one party says it's go to Teveria, another party says it's go to Tzipori. Mashkana. That's talking about a case where they are in a separate location that is distant from those locations. Towards one is 7 mil, one is the other 9 mil, and since it's not much difference in the travel time, we say, okay, that's when you go to the more important Beit Din. That's when the din is with the side that says, let's go to the more important, bigger Beit Din. So I'm Rav Yossi, Vashmamina, you can learn from this, therefore, trade b'nei nash, two individuals, havalu din b'teveria, they're in Teveria itself. Zeomer Beit Din Gadol. I want to go to Beit Din Gadol. And I says, no, it's not such a big deal. Let's go to Beit Din Katan. Shomim Lazer. We listen to one Shemala Beit Din Gadol. You go to Beit Din Gadol. Once again, because in that situation where it's relatively, let's call it equal in effort, or same location, geographic effort, let's call it that, then we go with the shita that says we're going to go to the bigger Beit Din. Okay, let's continue. This is Nahalach Gimel. Zeh posel a dav shel zeh, zeh posel a dav shel zeh, Rebbe Meir. Now, this is going to need a lot of work as well, because Rebbe Meir is now saying you can even invalidate the witnesses of your opponent. Now, that seems a bit strange. How can he invalidate the witness? Now, before we're saying invalidating meant that I just don't want them. I don't want the dayan. Okay? But here we're talking about mamash being invalidating, but what does that mean? You can't just say, oh, look, I don't want the witnesses of the party. So again, we might have to deal with that. The chachamim, no, you can only invalidate the witnesses of your opponent if you bring a proper proof. Two witnesses, Shem Krovim or Psalim, that they're related, to, and therefore they cannot act as witnesses, or they're possibly Eidot, for whatever reason. Aval im hayuk sheirim, then he'll have foslam. So let's try and understand what's going on. Zeh posel adav shel zeh. Rebbe Shlakish omer, keini matnita eido ha'edav lo. Whereas Rebbe Yochanan says afilu eidav. So to try and understand this, we'll look again. So many perushim here. We're going to look at the Korbanita once again. It says keini matnita kenu matnita zeh posel edo shel zeh im ein lo ela ed echad. When can you invalidate the witness of the other party? Or so that's when there's only one. He's only presenting one witness. The Gemara will bring a kasha on this soon. So now that's when you chol afoslo. Aval im yesh lo shtei eidim, if he has two witnesses, well, who says? Lav kol kamine lefoslo edav shel zeh. You can't simply go around and puzzle the witnesses and say, I don't want the witnesses of the other party. Importantly, what you'll see in a moment, what it means, posel, means, we'll get to that in a minute, it means that the other baal din is combining with another witness to say these guys are invalid. Now, the reason why you'd say, obviously he cannot, because it's what's called nogea be'edut. Meaning, I can't act as a witness when I have a personal interest. So again, if again, Reuven's got a case with Shimon. Shimon brings two witnesses. Reuven can't combine with somebody else and come and say, "Hey, like we're going to invalidate him because he's no gabbeidu. It's a self-interest. It'll help his case." So what we're saying now is, according to Reish Lakish, when is it not a problem? That's only when there's enu el edechad. Then you hold it. I feel about, in other words, because one aid is not able to be able to do very much. I'll explain. Gemara's going to bring cash on this in a minute. Not able to do much. However, if it's mamash, the other party has two witnesses. Of course, they're not going to be able to. How can you do that? So now take out these lines for the moment. The korban will bring it in later into Tani. Okay, we'll take that out for the moment. To Tani all the way down to now Omode Rabbi Yochanan. However, let's go. Sorry, I forgot to say Rabbi Yochanan. Mar afilu eidav that you can even puzzle these other two witnesses. So how so? Umod Rabbi Yochanan she'im ein sham elahen, that he only has two witnesses, she'ein yochanim lafosla, that he can't puzzle them. Meaning, we must be dealing with a situation where the person has, if you like, two sets of witnesses. So Reuven's trying to puzzle witnesses of Shimon, and Shimon says, I have two sets of witnesses, but I have current only one is presented. That's why the Mefarshim and the Mishnah don't really explain it. That and in that situation, Rebbe Meir says, well, he's not Nogeba Eidu because the other individual has to front up these other witnesses, so he's got other witnesses, you can possible them. Chachamim says no. It doesn't have the verb, the verb is the expression, and therefore it's considered Nogeba Eidu. So once again, Rabbi Yochanan says he can even puzzle the other the two witnesses of this of his counterpart, of his opponent, provided that it's not the only two witnesses he has. So Amar Zira, what does it mean he can puzzle it? And I've already kind of explained this point. It's Vahu Vechad min Ashuk mitstarfim lifsol eidut zeh. So just to be clear once again, when he says that Reuven can puzzle the witnesses of Shimon, we're not talking about where he just simply says, look, I'm dismissing those witnesses. A bit like when you have a when they say when it's doing jury selection, they can dismiss the jury people. They say, I don't want him to be on the jury, that type of thing. It's not talking about that. It's talking about where he is being mitzdarf with someone else in the shuk to provide testimony. And the question is, if he's not, well, the principle really is, if he's nogea be'edut, then obviously he can't join in somebody else. So we have to try and see what the situation is he been nogea be'edut or not? And that's what we're discussing. According to Remeir, we're talking about a case where he has another set of witnesses, therefore isn't defined as being nogea be'edut. Now, Rav Chanina Abaye, and so Rabbi Chanina is going back in a kashan Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish is of the opinion that he can only, according to Rav Meir, he can only passel the witnesses, inverted commas, of the opponent if there's only one aid. But if it's two set of witnesses, you're not going to be able to forget it. However, what Gemara is saying is even one aid has legal consequences. In other words, you're trying to say you can't testify or dismiss the witnesses of your opponent when there are two, because it's already they'll have a concrete effect on the case. But if there's one, then it's really one witness. This is one witness. That's why it's not a big deal, according to Reb Meir. The Gemara brings a kasha without an answer at the moment. But even one witness has concrete effect on the case in a sense that it can compel the other party to make a shvua, left as a question on Resh Lakish. Let's continue. Rav Chinen Abaye, the Ened, sorry, Amar Rav Zira, Pasul Tzurich Lifsol BeBeitin, Karov Ein Tzurich Lifsol BeBeitin. So I'll read you the Korban Eda here. He says, Tzurich, in other words, if the claim, if you like, is that the other party, sorry, the witnesses, sorry, were Pasul, that's Tzurich Levi Raya Shekfar Yichrizo LaBeitin Kodem Lechen Shu Pasul. That's when you're coming, they're coming up and saying that the witnesses here have already been found pasul in another Beit Din. It's not that they're saying, oh, by the way, we saw them in Las Vegas gambling. Someone who's a gambler is pasul eidut. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about where they said, oh, that these people are in another Beit Din have been found to be gamblers, whatever. They haven't done tshuva yet, and they're clearly pasul eidut. Why? Because of Abba Masha v'yachshav eidim she'avar avera lifsul be'edut. So what's very interesting, because if they're coming along and saying now they're trying to bring testimony, this guy's a gambler, the fact that his pasul doesn't work for psule eidut, importantly, retroactively. Why? Because that would have a tremendous consequence, special gzeira, for all matters of contract laws. Because let's say this individual's been a witness a whole matter of contracts and shtar and all these other things, and suddenly they discover that 7 years ago, well, he was a gambler and he hasn't done tshuva for it, you're going to say retroactively now it's going to puzzle all the shtar, it'll create a mess in the whole world. The Chachamim says, no, that doesn't work that way. There's the debate whether that's right or Rabbanah, it's not for now. So that's what it's saying, that if you're tempting to say that the Mitzvah is referring to a case where it's coming and saying, oh, by the way, this guy's a gambler, and I'm bringing proof to prove it, it won't have any bearing on the case, because it's only Mikano Le'avah that'll be pasul, not regarding the thing he's testifying about now. Okay? Mikano Le'avah is pasul after there's a hacharaz announcement, this person's pasul le'edut. So therefore, it must be talking about, the psul is talking about where it's already tzrach lifsol b'beitin, it's already been pasul b'beitin. However, if you're trying to say that they're relatives or karov or relative to the or one of the parties, ain't tzrach lifsol b'beitin. You don't need a special achrazah, because a relative is something that's what's like called a gilu milta, simply revealing the fact that that's the metzias on the ground, and there's no, if you like, zero in that context. Okay, now it's over here that the Korban Eda puts in with a girsa change, also similar girsa change that Bnei Moshe did, those few lines that I took out. So if you have a look at the Korban Eda inside, he says as follows: "Tani lo lam musifim dayanim ad shigmor adin." You can always add more dayanim ad shigmor adin. And olam lo'olam ha'edim yochelim lachzor bayim. Also, edim can retract ad shigamar adin until the din is completed. We'll explain what this means in a minute. Ha'nigmar adim en yochelim lachzor bayim. And Amar Rav Bar Bina b'shem Rav Kinyan Gemar Din. Right, he said Shlosha Gemar Din. He says Kinyan Gemar Din. That's a full Girsa change. He does to get us to the Mishnah. So I'll explain it. Let's look at the Korbanei to explain. Hachi Pirushot. This is what it says in the Tosefta. Musafim Dainin Ad Shigemar Din. You can keep on adding more Dainin until the Din is completed. Meaning, Shachadomer. If one of the Dainin says Eni Odea, in that situation, they would Musif Dainin. Okay, that's fine. So too, that they can even seems to be they can add more dayanim to the case, provided each party gets to add their own. Also, Eidud until Gemar Din. He doesn't mention the Eidud part here as part of it. The Pinnah Moshe mentions it here when he discusses the Braita as well. That's Achinich Guruba Eidotana until the Eidot has been Kabbal, then there can be Choser. But once it's been Kabbal, then it's fine. Doesn't actually have to literally mean Bukmar Din. Okay. But back to the Korbana Eida. So what's this? What's Amarav Barbina saying in Amarav? Kinyan Gmar Din, meaning Amarav. Kishikano biado al Gimul Eilu. Once they've done the Kano biado, they've done a Kinyan, top of literally, let's say the trappings or the process of an acquisition. Then we say that's like Gmar Din, not that the din is completed. Therefore, Ve'en Yochin Esof, that's when we say, okay, that's finished. We're not adding more Dayanim. Okay, so the simple understanding is yes, just as they can Mosif Dayanim in the case where Chadam Erein Yodea, both Baladinim can add more Dinim. You add one, I'll add one. It seems to be it can be increased. However, that's Ad-Ad-Shia until they've done a Kinyan, that's Gmar Din, and therefore there's no changes to the Dayanim anymore in the case. That's in a nutshell, like Korbanek explains the end. Okay, fine. Okay, let's continue. This is now halacha dalet. Amar lo ne'man alai abba, ne'man alai avicha. If he says, look, yeah, I trust my father, your father, meaning someone's pasul edud. Ne'min alai shloshe ro'e bakar. Shloshe ro'e bakar is people that are, it says, ne'min alai said ladun, de'ilu le'edud k'sheirim hen, k'nemasik le'gemara. Meaning they're kashru le'edud. Eidot generally roi bakar, but we're saying to be dayanim that they're not of the high standard, if you like, or they're not cut really valid to be dayanim. So Reb Meir says yacholim lachzor bo. Reb Meir says that they can, you can retract from the acceptance. Hava chachamim once says inu chalachzor bo, he cannot retract. Once you've accepted. Haya chayav lachaveru shvua. What if one party is chayav to another make a shvua? But Amar lo, he says you don't have to do a whole process of a shvua deraisa, calling a chefetz. In the Torah, etc. But Amar lo dor li b'chayei roshecha, and he makes him make a let's call it a non-standard type of shvua. Rabbi Meir says yachol lachzor, but he can already retract. Meaning even acha, by the way, yachol lachzor bo, meaning to request a proper shvua. And by the way, the other one yachol lachzor bo, meaning after the shlosh le'roi bakar of danadin, after all in completing, say actually I didn't want those. Okay. However, Chachamim says ain yachol lachzor bo, you cannot chozer bo. Okay. Once he's accepted, he's done the shvua, nigmar. Now, let's look at the Gemara. So, Amar lo, ne'eman alai avicha, kibel alav, if he's accepted this, bishnayim. Now, that's how it relates, makes us take this full circle back to the original, the beginning, what we said in the shiur. If you remember, in the beginning of the shiur, we're talking about zeh posel dayano shel zeh, basal dayano shel zeh. The Korban Eda says, what's it talking? It's talking about a case where he's achad mekabel b'shlosha. Where it's talking about a case where Wat and Dayan wasn't a really fully qualified or proper Dayan, either Pasul Eidot or something like that. Pasul to be a Dayan, let's call it that. And he was Makabel him to be the Dayan in front of three. Okay? So that's why I said to you in the beginning of this year that the statement of the Perush of the Korban Eidot really fits more to this Mishnah here. And that's why the Shaira Korban goes a lot of detail to explain why should be explanation there. But that's not, again, not for now. So, but the point is, what does it mean I'm mekabel to that Abba should be one of the Dayanim? That is, but there's a debate whether I will be the sole Dayan or one of the Dayanim. There's another discussion around the sugya. But that's when he's mekabel in front of three, but not in front of two. Because if mekabel in front of two, he can nechol zolba, but in kabel in front of three, he can nechol lachzolba. Now, whose opinion are we working with according to this? Korbanin explains, this is explaining the opinion of the Chachamim. In other words, Rabbi Meir says, even b'shlosha in front of three people, he's mekabel abayik, of course he can chozer bo. When the Chachamim says, ein yachol lachzor bo, That's only if it was in front of three. Let me just get this right. However, if it's in front of two, then I'll be here greasing l'chazor one. I'm gonna read it inside because it gets a bit confusing because the Pnei Moshe and Korban Eda have different flows of the sugi in terms of how the Gemara is qualifying. Meaning, b'fnei shnayim yachol, that's the divrei hakol, afilu l'chagmar din. Then if he accepted in front of two, then everyone agrees he can go back exactly like he explained it. So we've explained shita chachamim. In other words, when the Chachamim say, once you've accepted even the Abba, whoever it is, a relative to be one of the Dayanim, that's only if it was done in front of three. Then he can't lachzorbo. However, if it was done in front of two, then we say that Im Chacham would agree, even once the whole din is finished, he would agree that maybe you can chzorbo. Okay, that's qualification number one of Chachamim. Shmuel Abba says as follows. Shmuel Amara, Bishlo Natal Mizeh V'Natan Lezeh. Abba Natal Mizeh V'Natan Lezeh Ein Yachal Lachzor Bo. So just explain, I'll read your Korban Eda again. That's Bishlo Natal Mizeh V'Natan Lezeh. Kulama Ne'eman Alay Abba V'Avicha She'im Yizkucha Yeh Mochel Lecha. If he, in other words, I trust your father or my father, that if you are victorious in the din, then I will happy to be Mochel. The Machloket, it's because once the din has been passed, then if you like, then that's when it's already accepted, even if it hasn't been handed over. That's when the machloket is. It says, but however, if it is it's clear. If, however, it's a situation where he's saying, I will give it to you, not that, let's qualify it again, just make it clear, go back a step. If he says, I will be mekabel the din, then Chachamim say, you're mekabel the din, you're mekabel the din. Rabbi Meir says, no, I can chozer. However, if he says, whatever father says, then I will give it to you. In other words, it needs a maaser to do this. That everyone would agree that he could still be chazer. Im chachamim again. We're qualifying shne chachamim. Since the person still has an object in his possession, is muhzak, you cannot seize it from his hands, like pull it out of his hands, without a proper dayanin k'sherim. Okay, even if it was makabel to go through with it, you cannot be seized and pried out of his hands, if you like, without proper dayanim. Okay, so once again, let's just go through it again to make it clear. The first thing that the Gemara says, that's the whole discussion in the Gemara, in the Machloket, is where it was makabel in front of three. Makabel in front of two, then everyone says yichozer. That's qualifying shne chachamim. Next thing Shmuel comes along and says is that, one second, this is only if we're talking about that if he says, that I'll be moichel. In other words, that's when the machloket is, when it doesn't need any maaser involved to take the property out of one's possession and give it to another. In other words, I'll just be moichel. Okay, that's when you're nechal chazorbo. However, if a situation where I will give it to you, the object, such that we need a maaser to motzi from a chazakah, to take property from one to the other, then im chachamim say you can chozer bo because you need a proper beit din, in other words, to seize this object. However, this is where the Shmuel, so Rabbi Yochanan says, afilo even if, in other words, whether he says bein mochelecha, bein where he says eten lecha, doesn't make a difference. He can be the machloket is in both situations. Now we've got a funny statement at the end, which is Kaita Makatya Denakum Kabili Lave Yachol Lachzorbo. Now, what does that mean? The Korban Eda says it means Tsarish Bitsi Aru Bitsar Gadol Achikabelov. If, however, he was physically coerced to Makabel, then he can Yachol Lachzorbo. Even in this case where he says, I'll be Moichel, right? He can still Chozerbo in a Koi Chachamim, Fulamashulamanat Lamekat. However, in other words, once again, even though it seems to be that really according to everybody, if he says I'll be moichel, Chachamim say that, oh, but if whatever the if the judgment goes against me, I'll be moichel on say the debt or something, Then we said Chachamim, but says that Chachamim cannot be chazer. However, if he was compelled physically to do so, he would be able to chazer. That's the way the Korban Eid ends the piece. However, the Panim Moshe has a different reading based on the Tosefta. He says, I'll read inside. He says, "Hat shvua, if he is again, he says he's referring to the sefer of the Mishnah that he said, "Bekaita mekatuya," I think it is, "denakit." So what it's saying is this is referring to some sort of shvuah, the sefer, when he says, if he's chayav shvuah, says, oh, you can just chayav roshechem, it does a like a non-standard quasi type of shvuah. Reb Meir says you can still chozer bo, Chachamim says he can't. So let's try and understand a lash from the klomar. Shikibel alav shidolo bebeged. But mekuturan, zeshut tofes ba. Now mekuturan is saying some type of beged in his hands. Even if it's not even on your head, it's like some sort of random object that would still see machar shikibel alav, since he was makabel to say that your chayvash neder, sorry, shikibel alav litchayev beneder ze, that he would be he'd be chayev with this neder. That this effectively, it sounds like the object will self become asu. Sounds like then it would be then Chachamim says you cannot chozer ba. That's already binding. That would satisfy the requirement of shvuah because you were happy for the person to make such a neder. Says kaitu beged v'chen amar b'hai Talmuda the neder tala bekaita begadim mitzurim. So it's not like it sounds like here it's saying it's like a type of neder. That if I'm not telling the truth, this thing will become asur, this beged in my hand. That's a type of, so it's not even a shvuah at all, it's bichlal and neder. It's different. A shvuah is like, I swear what I'm saying is true, right? And take a nikitat chefetz, take a sefer Torah. And he's saying here, no, that it, even if he says it's like a neder by some sort of beged, that would be satisfactory. That would be, he's mekabeling, can't be chozer kon nechacham. Okay, that's it. Have a good day.